Hello?
Hi, is this Mike?
Who's this?
Mike, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke on Friday.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hi, how you doing? You left me a message yesterday.
Yeah. I tried calling you yesterday. I left a message for you. But we spoke on Friday regarding branding your business on Google. I did send that email out to you. Did you have a chance maybe to take a look at that? Did you have any questions for me?
Wait, okay, so I think something was wrong because I didn't get the email, I don't think.
No,
hold on, one second. What should I type in here?
Michael at esteemsecurity.com. That's where I
Yeah, hold on. Let me just type in. What is the email you sent it from?
It's from pgordon at localsplash.com.
pgordon at localsplash. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Okay, you know what happened? I see it now. Our servers have been getting these things, and I thought it was junk. Okay,
no.
So I do see it now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do believe I would like to be moving forward. It's just that I don't want to do it too early and start paying for something that I'm not going to use until I'm, like, ready. So actually today I went and because I'm starting this campaign, this is what it's all for. So, okay. So tell me what I need to do and what kind of time, I'll give you a timeline of what I'm working on.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to set up on our end. It takes me about 10 or 15 minutes just to get the information that I need to get things going for you. But, as far as getting your phone ringing, it's going to take us about, well, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days for the ads to get up and running for you. So it's not like we flip the switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. There's a bit of a process, obviously.
So my timeline is starting of January because it's holiday season. Not a lot of people do construction. So my thing is like January 10th to 15th is when this campaign begins.
So you're looking at about a month from now.
Yeah. Is that all right? Does that work?
Well, is it just because you're not taking on work during the week, the month?
No, because we're construction. Nobody wants construction in their house during Christmas.
Right.
That's our big issue. You know, so everyone waits till right after the New Year's, and that's where we're beginning. And then even though today... I was up in Westchester figuring this out to create these packages to sell. So I'm like not there yet. I'm like almost there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we want it to be the right timing for you and for your business to get everything going for you. So we'll reach back out to you in a few weeks and we'll get everything all set up.
Yes, yes. And maybe if I don't have to – it's mostly about the payment. So if you want me to set up and then – we could do the payment thing when I'm ready. You know, I can do that too because I understand how these things work. You know, I'm a salesman too. You definitely want to get me in there, right?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, we definitely want to fill the category with your business and work with you exclusively. So
yeah, we could set up and then we can get started. We can turn it on 7 to 10 days right before I'm ready to go. Does that work?
So you're looking at like first week in January, right? Or second week?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we could get things set up if you've got time to do that now. It takes about 10, 15 minutes, like I said, just to get all the information that I need. We would want to at some point, maybe this week, get you through to one of our technicians, our client interview, we call it, so we can kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and just get a little bit more information from you. About like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, you know, what's unique about your business. And it's, it'll take about 25 or 30 minutes for you. Now, I did want to ask you, the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
No, this is my personal cell phone.
Okay, I gotcha. So the 6802. The website has the 212-619-0713. Is that the number you want
yes.
to promote for the company?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's the website that we'll be promoting for you. The business, though, is it's service based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's no physical address that you maintain, a brick and mortar showroom, no location where customers would go. We're not going to be promoting an address for the business, right?
No, the business has an address, but it's not for the customers to see like that. We go to them.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, Google expects the service-based businesses to kind of be run that way. The address, the 145 West 28th Street, is that floor 6, right?
Yeah.
That's the business address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Perfect. Mike, I never did get your last name.
Franklin.
And then I do have your email address. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, that's the information that I need to get things set up and squared away. I would schedule the follow-up call. Would you be available later today or later this week for that 30-minute phone call?
No, I can't do it today, but I will be available this week. Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Thursday?
Tomorrow. Well, tomorrow or Thursday, either one would work. It looks like the first available tomorrow is 10 o'clock, and then the last one would be 6 p.m. Looks like there's just about at least one spot available every hour in between. If you wanted to do it tomorrow, Thursday's calendar looks about the same. So pretty wide open.
Let's try 11.
11 o'clock tomorrow? So we'll do
11
o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. It's a one-hour window, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I would be doing here would be what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, of course, a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed flat rate, that we are, in fact, waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, et cetera. So it's going to be that flat rate of $299. That's on a month-to-month basis. The setup fee has been reduced from $299 down to $99. So it's just that one-time setup fee. The initial investment is $299.398 would be the first month. Every month after that, it's a flat rate of $299. That is to the penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees or anything like that. Now, the voice verification is pretty straightforward. You can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Now, what I'd be able to do here, we could actually get things started. Just kind of get the client interview going, get everything ramped up, and then we'll give you a six-week first month, so the extra couple of weeks that you're looking for here. It would bill today, the 12th, and then in January it would bill at the end of the month on the 26th.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was, you know, so the bill today for the month is a setup fee, or is that like, you know, to give me the service for the next month?
It would be for the initial month, but we would give you a six-week first month.
That's what I mean. That's what I want to start. I'd rather start next month because I got nothing going on this month in December.
Right. I mean, you're still, like, you would take phone calls, though, and schedule things for next month, right? I mean, you can start doing work as early as, you know, the first week of January, right? If anyone actually did want to have a job done during the holidays, you would be able to take that job, right?
No, that's why, because, like, my staff goes on vacation.
Oh, I gotcha. So you're not taking any work on until the first of the year.
Yeah, really, no, not at all. Not at all. That's the only reason why. And that's why we're gearing up for the first week, and Vern comes back. I have a lot of Italian workers. They go to Italy.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, there's about 2.5 weeks left in this month, and then that's the end of the year.
Right. That's why, if I can, I'd like to get started, and I'd just like to do the setup.
Yeah, right. If it were me, I would do it that way. We'd do the setup fee, reserve the spot, and things like that. I mean, we would probably just want to, I mean, I couldn't process the setup fee and then just leave it sitting there.
Just wait, yeah, right? But, like, I'm definitely doing it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't waste my time with you. Have a lot of moving parts.
Right. I gotcha. You've got the website and things like that. My concern is that, you know, there is a ramping up process. You know, we wouldn't be able to just, you know, kind of like get things started right away. If you're taking on work in, you know, the first or second week of January, then now would actually be a good time to get things started. And I wouldn't want you to have to pay for that ramp up time. That's why I was saying I could push out the billing for you. But at least that way, you know, because we have a lot of moving pieces too. There's a lot that we have to do to get you on that first page. So if we could get things started even while you're kind of waiting for things to happen. I mean, most SEO companies will tell you it's going to take six weeks or, you know, 60 days, even 90 days just to get you on that first page. So, you know, when we're saying 30 to 45 days for optimum placement, there is a couple of weeks that we spend. That first month is pretty much the programming and the content creation, making sure that your Google PIN verified and things like that. So, you know, it might.
Hold on. Let me ask you. Sense. Are you saying that we'll be expecting phone calls within 30 days to optimize? Like it'll be like ramping up through those 30 days?
So 30 to 45 days for optimum placement. So there is a couple of weeks in the very beginning where you would, you know, realistically not be expecting phone calls at all, you know.
I mean, that's
just, no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. We do get things started right away, but I mean, getting your PIN verified, creating all the content, creating the ads and things like that, it does take a little bit of time, and especially during the holidays. I mean, things take more time. We have to go by Google guidelines and Google standards. And when they're mailing out PIN cards and things like that, you know, sometimes we're just waiting on Google to get things going. And, you know, I'm just, you know, if you're looking to ramp things up, and the other thing too, I mean, it's going to get you off to a good start in 2024. It is a tax write-off though for 2023, you know.
All right. You know what, if that's the timeline, I guess that now would be the best time to do it, right?
Because yeah, I mean, it's good to not be waiting for things to get going when you're already wanting to take on jobs, you know. We're not going to sit on our hands. We're obviously going to get things going on our end, but there is just a lot that needs to be done. You know, most companies, most SEO companies would say, you know, 60 to 90 days. We're about 30 to 45 days for optimum placement. So we do get things going pretty quickly, but like I said, it doesn't happen overnight.
Let me ask you, do you guys charge per company if I'm multiple companies?
Well, if you have multiple businesses, yeah, I mean, you first of all, I'm pretty sure you would get, like, for this one that we're setting up now, like, your second month might even be free as our kind of a refer-a-friend program. Even if you're referring yourself in a separate business, you would get 1 month free for this one. And then a lot of times we would do, like, reduced pricing for your other businesses, but like I might be able to do like no setup fee. Maybe instead of like $299, I'd talk to my supervisor about maybe doing like $249, something like that.
Okay. So I have two other businesses. If this works out for this one, I'm certainly interested in expanding it to my other two. So let's try it. Let's do. Where are you based out of, Paul?
We're based out of Orange County, California. We're about halfway between LA and San Diego.
Oh, all right. What kind of
as a Google partner, our entire service area is the United States and Canada.
Yeah, well, it's online. The whole world, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is what we'll do. Let's do the whole setup of it, but don't put my zip code in for it because we have specific areas that we want to target. Right, so I got to talk to the technician about that, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, we will want to talk to you about, that's kind of the whole point of the client interview, you know, not just to find out how you want your branding for, you know, like slogan and motto and things like that. We'll talk to you specifically about the services you want to provide and where you want those services to be found by people. So if there's specific places, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We're going to target specific cities, zip codes. We can even target specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
Yeah, I think we spoke about that last time where I want to do campaigns for certain zip codes. So, yeah, let's
can move them around. I think that's what you're asking me for. If you wanted to move your zip codes around, you can do that too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not really sure what zip codes we're going to start with the campaign, but at least let's get the setup going. And
we'll go from there. Client interview tomorrow, we said. Tomorrow at 8.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 11.
Maybe between now, 11 o'clock, yeah. So maybe between now and then, you know, if you want to think about some of the zip codes that you want to get started with. So the voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you got a question or want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward. Give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. So Mr. Franklin, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mike, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Franklin, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Strategic Operational Service Corp.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Franklin, President.
All right. And then as the President of Strategic Operational Services Corp, Mr. Franklin, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mike, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Franklin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we ask that you do agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mike. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Franklin, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Mike, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, with it being a month-to-month service with the reduced pricing for the setup fee as well as the service itself, and then with it being month-to-month but a six-week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 12th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. That $398 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. In fact, recurring billing will be on the 26th of January moving forward on a month-to-month basis at the further reduced amount of $299. So it's just the one-time setup fee of $99 that attaches to the first month. Moving forward, it would be $299 as a fixed flat rate with the next billing not until January 26th. So, of course, that $299, I should say, is a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. Of course, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, and, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service, whether it's because you've got more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, the service could also be paused seasonally. personally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mike, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Franken, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Franken, that actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American
what
Express.
What does work best? American Express. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Is it Mike or Michael, any middle initial?
Michael F. Dauber.
Okay.
He is in dog A-U-F. And B as in dog, A-U, B as in boy, E-R.
One more time, just a little bit of static on the... on the.
Sure. Michael.
D.
Mm-hmm. F. Dauber. B as in dog, A-U, B as in boy, E-R.
Gotcha. I appreciate the clarification on some of those letters that do sound similar over the phone to others.
I've been saying it a long time, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. F's and S's are almost the worst. D's and P's and B's and T's. M's and N's. Yeah, definitely. You said it was an American Express card, Mike. That should start with a 3. All Amex cards do.
Well, it sure does.
Only,
oh, wait, hold on. What company, did it matter what company you put on there?
No, that's okay. I mean, it could be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover.
As far as
the billing of the card. Now, as long as I've got your name, as it appears.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay if it's like a company card for one of the other businesses. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, I'm ready to give the number.
Okay. Ready when you are, sir.
3767.
Okay.
4410.
Yes, sir.
5241.
Okay.
003.
And then the expiration month and year?
0427.
04 of 2027. And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
1380.
1380. So I've got 1380 1380 on the front of the card. You said 05 or May of 2027 for the expiration date?
04.
04. That's what I thought. Yeah. I was wondering why I must have clicked on
April.
May on accident. Yeah, so 04, April of 2027. And then the card itself is 3767-441-052-41003.
Yep.
And is the billing address of that card the 145 West 28th Street?
Yes.
It is. Okay, and that's 10001, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually can't because I'm driving.
That's okay. Not a problem. You'll get that information by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Both the phone number and the email address will be on that confirmation email that you'll receive in just about a minute or so here. And then we'll schedule that follow-up call for tomorrow at 11 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a phone call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's going to be right at 11 or 11:05. If I am already on a call, of course, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. Whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us, Mike, and tells us that they are with Strategic Operational Services Corp. Even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, anyone who calls you telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Oceanside.
Oceanside in California.
Long Island.
Oh, really? There's an Oceanside right near San Diego.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, we were first.
I can imagine. Yeah, no, I bet. So you're all set and squared away there.
Okay.
And then let me just make
sure
that...
And then
sure
I got to wait till tomorrow then for the call there.
Right, for that follow-up call. And then you should receive, like I said, in about a minute, the support or the confirmation email with the client support information on there. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You should receive that by both text message as well as email. I'm going to adjust things here. And then if you can open that up now, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The email may have the link to it by text.
Messenger.
Looks like a text message, yeah. It says Local Splash initial invoice on it. And if you click on it, it says something like, Hello, Michael. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it opens up the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Please click here to accept subscriptions. Access your dashboard.
Well, if it says please click here, that's where you click. Click on the click here.
I did the click here, but then it says the link you're trying to access has expired. But I verified it with the text message.
What
did I do? But I messed this up.
Might need to send you a new one if it's expired. You're already okay to, I think what happened.
What's my username?
That's what happened. You're already ahead because you did it by text, so the email link has already expired because it's the same link. It's trying to send it to you.
I see.
I can give you the username, but there's no password. In fact, if you're seeing that already, it's just because our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It wants you to log in. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. We have to actually do your client interview first, create the content. So maybe, certainly by the end of the week, maybe Thursday or something like that, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. But I can give you the username now because that has been assigned and it cannot be changed. It's the number that we are speaking on, so your number. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes. Yeah, easy to remember. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number, of course, 516-241-6802. That's going to be your username. Like I said, once your tracking system is activated, you'll get by text and email that same username with the default password. You can change it if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite for the follow-up call, that client interview for tomorrow at 11. The calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Some people ask me what that means. And you don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records. You can respond to it if you like, but you don't have to. It's going to actually have your name. It's got your username, which is your phone number, just you know, the numbers. Then it's got your name and then the actual phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address listed on the welcome email. I think my system has caught up and sent that email out to you. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Please okay. include either your username or your phone number. There's going to be another email that you should have received. It says action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive, which is another reason why I wanted to get things going for you. They just want to make sure that all businesses on the first page are actual legitimate businesses that would provide that service when called. So anything you can help us out with here, doesn't have to be everything, but any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed and insured?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah. So if you can send us that information, any business card, like we said, there's no actual storefront. So for workplace, it could be like a close-up of your tools or where you park your service vehicle when you're not, you know, providing services,
uh-huh.
anything like that. Like, it doesn't have to be a comprehensive list, or but anything that you can send on there would definitely help us out. There's a link that you can send it to.
Can I get some time to gather all that, or how?
Oh my goodness,
oh, yes.
No, that's why we get it out to you in the beginning, because like I said, it takes a little bit of time. We expect things to either, you know, you taking the time that you need to do it, and of course then for everything to get processed by Google. So that's again why I was hoping we can get things going. I'm glad that we are, but I'm. You know, like I said, hoping that I can be able to speak with you briefly tomorrow if I'm not already on a phone call. But I did either way want to be the first to say welcome aboard. So we're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there where more people can see it, and get your phone ringing. So really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Your patience in dealing with the phone call. And you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well. Talk to you later.
Do you prefer Mike? I mean, I've got everything now in the system officially as Michael.
Yeah, Mike's easy. I like Mike.
Mike's easy. Okay. I'll put it in there.
Yeah.
I like Mike too. I'll put it in there on our notes so that you prefer Mike, and we'll address you as such when we call you. But like I said, we'll be reaching out to you tomorrow around 11 o'clock. Might not be right at 11, maybe a couple minutes after. That's a 1 hour window for an hour phone call. All righty. Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
You as well. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.